This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, our cattle market today actually saw a second straight session of extreme triple-digit losses. News-wise, the only thing I can pass along is we did have lower prices as far as the cattle trade last week. We saw Kansas down mostly $4.50, Nebraska down about $2.25, Iowa, Minnesota area almost $5 lower than last week. Volume was on the light side also. We get past that, no other fresh news. Box beef at mid-morning, 47 cents higher on choice, 81 lower on selects, had a movement of 91 loads. Saw cattle kill day of 106,000 head. We also saw downside in the lean hogs. On the close, December live cattle down the $3 limit, February down the $3 limit, Jan feeders down $4.45, March feeders down $4, and December lean hogs down the $3 limit. We will see expanded limits in live cattle and lean hogs tomorrow.
Closing grains are next.
A pair of cattle sales to tell you about from Superior Video Livestock Auction. First of all, you've got the Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th, 1 p.m. Central Time. Then Friday, November 20th, 8 a.m. Central Time, they'll be offering 24,500 head, including 3,800 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 13,800 wean calves, and 1,700 calves on cows. Both of these sales on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. For details about either of the sales, estimated time a lot will sale, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give the folks a call at Superior a call, 800-422-2117. 1-800-422-2117 or SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Tom, what's influencing the wheat market?
Well, I don't think there was much of anything out there that really helped us today other than technical buying. When you look at wheat, corn, and soybeans, they all had a time they traded near their contract lows today. Export inspection continued to run well behind last year's pace for wheat and corn, and for the first time this marketing year, soybean total export inspections were behind year-ago levels. Now, we did make a sale of corn to Mexico, a big one, 1.44 million metric tons, and we sold 180,000 metric tons of soybeans to China today. December KC wheat was 2 cents higher on the close. March KC a penny and a quarter. December Chicago wheat down a penny and three quarters. December corn closed penny and three quarters higher. March corn up a penny and a quarter. January beans 4 1/4 higher. March beans up 4.5. And December cotton 6 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities for the Radio Oklahoma Network.